Praise the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I'm Rose, and I am so excited to be with you today to talk to you about your destiny. Too many times we don't think about what God has planned for us in the future. We don't even like to think about what He has planned for us today. We want to cry out to God to help us. We want to call out to God to take care of things in our lives and get rid of this and get rid of that. But, beloved, God has a destiny plan for you. And we're going to get in the Scripture today and talk about it in Psalm 23 to start out. Because the Lord is your shepherd. He's a good shepherd. And He has your destiny planned. He has a planned life for you that's beyond anything you've ever dreamed. And we're going to talk about that today. I am excited about this message because God wants you to know that He has come through His Son Jesus so that you can have life and have it abundant and enjoy it and have that life beyond anything you've ever dreamed. I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. I'll see you in just a minute. And we'll get on with this great message to uplift you and encourage you. I love you so much. See you in a minute.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life and Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
Praise the Lord. I am so blessed to be with you today and to share with you this great word of the Lord for you, because God's word is healing. God's word is medicine. God's word cleanses. God's word refreshes. God's word grows you and makes you into the person that He wants you to be, which is a blessed, holy child of His. So we're going to talk about our destiny today. And the first scripture we're going to get into is in Psalm 23. Because God has given you a destiny. He has given you a future and a hope, a place that He wants you to go, a place in your life every day that He wants you to stand and be fulfilled in. God doesn't want you to struggle. God doesn't want you to cry out to Him and have lots of aggravation and frustration in your life, and anger and hatred and unforgiveness. God wants you blessed. And the way He wants you blessed is for you to know His Word, to know who He is, know who you are, and know what He has planned for you. I don't know too many people that know what the plans of the Lord are in their life. They spend their life going from one tragedy to the next, or one confrontation to the next, or one struggle to the next. I hear it all the time when people call in the ministry. I get one thing out of the way and 5 more show up. So we're going to talk today about your destiny, and we're going to get into Psalm 23, because Jesus didn't come here to punish you. Jesus came to set you free. And today is the day we're going to be set free from guilt, anxiety, and discord in our lives. The Lord came to give you a healthy self-image, a self-love. Are you ready now? Are you ready to throw down the past? Are you ready to take and stop all negative thoughts? Are you ready to be God's blessed royal grand champion? Are you ready to do and have what God says for you to have? Well, I'm ready, and I think you're ready, or you wouldn't be watching this program. And the first thing the Lord gets us into is in Psalm 23. That clarifies it completely, where the Lord tells us, first off, who He is. Now, let's get over here in Psalm 23. And the Lord says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. He's your shepherd to feed, guide, and shield you, and you shall not have lack. He makes you lie down in green, fresh, tender pastures. He leads you beside the still and restful waters. He refreshes and restores your life, yourself. He leads you in the paths of righteousness, and that word righteousness means in right standing with Him, not for your earning it, but for His name's sake. Yes, though you walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, and that place of the valley of the shadow of death is the world. It's not a circumstance necessarily. It is the earth. It is the world system. And it says, you are to fear no evil or dread no evil, for God is with you. He is your rod to protect you and your staff to guide you, and He will comfort you. And then it goes on and says that God prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He anoints your head with oil. Your brimming cup runs over. And surely only goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow you all the days of your life, and through the length of your days. And the house of the Lord shall be the house of the Lord, and His presence shall be your dwelling place. Glory to God. That is a destiny beyond anything I can imagine in my natural mind. That is a destiny that God has for you. Now let's read this in another big old translation of Scripture that I have over here in my 26th translation. The Lord is my shepherd. He shepherds me. I shall never be in need. My goodness, to wake up every morning, to walk through every day of your life, every second of your life, and know that you are never going to be in need because God is leading you. Because He's leading you, He takes care of you, and you're not going to be without any good thing. Wow. Grasp that for a minute. And then He says He makes you lie down in green pasture, that He's fixed for you, and He feeds you by gently flowing water. He feeds you by gently flowing water. My goodness. He makes a resting place for you in green fields, and He is your guide, and He restores your soul, means He gives you renewed life. You're watching today. You need your not only your life renewed, you need to know that the lives of your loved ones can be renewed. You need to know that God has a destiny plan for you that is for your good, to give you good things, to provide for you, to meet every need that you have. And then He says here, He restores your failing health. He helps you to do what honors Him the most. Glory to the Lord. I can't tell you how excited I get when I read that Psalm 23. And when I understand that God is saying that He is the good shepherd, and He is going to lead you, He is going to guide you into that perfect divine place of living in divine health, divine emotional thinking and feelings, divine mental thinking, divine physical being, divine spiritual living. He's going to put you in that place and keep you there. Not just put you there and take you out and put you there and take you out. He's going to put you there and He's going to keep you there. Are you ready today? Are you ready to declare, I am not grieved or depressed, for the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's Nehemiah 8:10. Let's look at Psalm 91 real quick for a second. Because God tells us everywhere in His Word what our destiny is with Him, what His plans are for us. His plans are for our good and not our harm. His plans are to give us a future and a hope. His plans are for you to understand that you are His holy, royal, grand champion child. I get so excited and intense about these kind of messages when the Lord has me on them because I've lived that life, honey. I've lived that life where I didn't feel like anybody. I was a nobody. I'd gone through several marriages and divorces. Yes, I've had lots of struggles in my life. I'd gone through being rude and mean to people. I'd gone through job after job and place after place and struggle after struggle. And I know what it is to think of yourself as a nothing. To think of yourself as, I can't, and I don't have, and I'll never have, and I'm not good enough, and I don't know enough, and I'm not smart enough, and I'm too fat, or I'm too skinny, or I'm too this. I know what that is. I've lived that life. And I can tell you, it's not the life God wants for you. God wants you blessed. He wants you walking in the destiny that He has for you. He knows it. I know it, and now it's time for you to know it, and it's time for the world to know it. Love and forgiveness and victory can follow divorces. It can follow suffering. It can follow great financial losses. It can follow attacks, diseases, despair, and the Lord heals them all. I get calls every day, and I don't get to talk to everybody that calls in. Prayer partners of the ministry many times get to talk to people, and I don't get to, but the people that God releases me to talk to, I am always amazed at the power of God moving in their life. When they call in, they tell me, I've prayed to the Lord, I've asked the Lord, and nothing is happening. Well, honey, then you keep praying. You keep talking to God. You keep speaking this word that says that God is your shepherd, your good shepherd, and He will lead you only by restful, clear, clean paths of righteousness and right standing with Him, and He will lead you only by still waters, not waters that are turbulent and stormy. God isn't interested in leading you by storms, leading you in and out of storms. I think the most one of the highest top of the pile of ignorance I've ever heard is God wants to teach me a lesson with all kinds of struggles. That isn't God. He doesn't need to make you sick so He can make you well and teach you how much He loves you. That is absolutely absurd and ridiculous. So we're going to get on with this today. We're going to talk about how God says that it will get better. Not only are you going to get out of debt, you're going to lend and not borrow. You're going to become the head and not the tail that God says you are. So many times I hear, well, I don't have, I can't, or I don't know what to do about finances. Well, then start sowing to the Lord. Start sowing into the kingdom. Start sowing to God and trusting Him to put that seed in the rich ground that you're sowing into. This ministry is rich ground. And then you start sowing into that rich ground, and it's God's job to multiply that seed. It's His job to grow that seed. When you sow your thoughts, when you sow your time, when you sow your heart and your mind, when you sow your life, when you sow your finances, you are sowing into the kingdom, whether you realize it or not. And God's kingdom is all around you. It's in you. And you want to sow the seeds that God says. So listen to Him. Speak His words of love and grace and mercy. Speak out loud His words of confidence and joy and peace. Speak out loud that you're an overcomer, more than a conqueror. Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror. Speak out loud that things are going to get better. Speak out loud that God royally loves you. God not only loves you, He royally loves you. We're talking about the Creator, the great I Am of this universe. We're not talking about Mr. Smith down here that owns the auto parts store. And he may be a great guy, but we're talking about Almighty God here that created you, that knows every word on your tongue before you speak. We're talking about Father God. We're talking about the great I Am. And the great I Am says, I am whether you think or believe I am or not. I Am says, I am, not I'm going to be next week, not I'm going to be if you get it right, not I am going to be sometimes. I Am says, I am. I am what? I am healing. I am joy. I am peace. I love you so much. We're going to take a little break, and I want you to pay attention and write down the offers. And I'm Rose. I'll be right back. I love you so much. See you in a minute.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life and Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
Praise the Lord. I'm Rose again. Isn't that wonderful? I get to stay Rose all the time, don't I? I am speaking to you today from the Word, and it's two powerful books of Scripture and teaching the Lord gave me. One little book's called Living God's Rich Life and Excellence. I want you to order and request this book. And whatever financial support you feel the Lord would have you give the ministry, then you do so. But order this book and start to get into it. Start to get into the 8 principles of God's Word that take you into your destiny of His goodness. And I'm teaching from Principle 8 right now out of this little book. And then I want you to get the 30 Days, The Champion in You. That's your daily devotional. It's 30 days of Scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayer. And I want you to get into this little book of 30 Days of the Champion in You. And I will guarantee you, when you read out loud and you speak and practice what these 30 days of Scripture say and teach, your life will be changed. I know, because it changed my life and changes many, many lives in the ministry. We're talking about the destiny that God has for you. We're talking about you being the royal love of God. And now we're going to talk about how God wants you to love yourself. Oh, no, that's where we're headed. Amen? Well, we don't want to talk about loving ourselves. That's not what God wants. Well, I have to tell you today, God says He wants you to love yourself. And He wants you to understand who you are in Him. And we're going to look first at John 15:16, and we're going to read in there about what Jesus says about you and what He thinks about who you are. Jesus said, you have not, this is John 15:16. Jesus said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you, and I have planted you that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit may be lasting, and that it may remain and abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, all that I am, there's I am again, He may give it to you. What are you needing from God today? Are you needing finances? Are you needing peace? Are you needing joy? Are you needing love? Maybe you're lacking love in your life. Love for yourself, love for somebody else. Maybe you're walking around in resentment in the past. Maybe you're walking around in things that you just can't refuse. You just can't help but refuse to live in lack and despair. Well, beloved, let's look at John 15:1. Jesus said right here, I am the vine, you are the branch. I chose you to go and bear God's fruit. The fruit you're to bear is His love. And to keep on bearing lasting fruit, that's, love is lasting fruit. That's the fruit you're to bear. That's the example in your life you're to be to people. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you. Let's take time today to really, really listen to this. Let's understand that God is a magnificent provider. God is your creator. Nothing's too big for Him or too hard for Him. Nothing is beyond His ability. He's unlimited. And God wants you to know that He is the way and the truth, and He's the life. He wants you to know that. He's that for you today. And you are who He says you are. You're holy. You're His beloved. You're perfect in His sight. You're righteous in right standing. You have the love of God in you. You have God in you. You have God Himself as one inside you. I can't tell you how it has blessed me the last couple of weeks to sit and talk with my little 10-year-old granddaughter, Bailey. She loves the Lord. She has come to have her salvation, receive her salvation. She has been baptized, and the Holy Spirit is drawing her. And a week and a half ago, she was with me, and we were out going to the public library, and she said, "You know, Mimi," she said, "I've been thinking, and I believe what I want to do in my life. I already know." And I said, "Well, that's great, honey. You're 10 years old. What would you like to do the rest of your life?" And she said, "I believe God would have me minister." 10 years old. And when we're together, what she wants to talk about is the love of God. She wants to talk about how she loves Him so much and how He loves her. That's what she wants to talk about, because God has placed that in her heart and in her child mind, in her child natural mind, in her spirit child mind. She has received that. Beloved, you can receive that. The Lord told us we need to be like little children. That doesn't mean we need to be irresponsible or careless. That means we need to trust. Miss Bailey, Miss Lady Bailey, I call her. She's trusting the Lord. She's trusting the Lord that He has a call on her life and that she can tell somebody else who God is and their life will be better. She's trusting God that He loves her, and He loves her enough that He wants her to love other people. Wow, that is so cool. You know, I know that we all have people in our lives that are difficult. I know we have people in our lives that we work with that... maybe a family member or a spouse or a friend that's so difficult to be around. And relationships can become very complicated. But relationships are never more complicated than God's love. God's love never fails. It says so right in the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 13. It said God's love never fails. And love is patient and love is kind. Love is good. Love is joy. Love is enduring. Love doesn't even notice when something or somebody does it wrong. That's a really tough one, isn't it? But if you're walking in the Spirit of God, if you're walking in the destiny that God has planned for you, then you understand that you are the one He loves. And through that love He has for you, you can love yourself, you can love other people, and you can love Him with all your heart. And you do. God said it in 1 John 4:19. Because you first loved me, because I first loved you, you love me. God said, because I first loved you, you love me. He loved us first. And because of that, we love Him. It's not a question of whether you love God or not. I know you love God, and I know you want to love yourself, and I know you want to love other people, because the Lord has put that in your heart as part of what He wants you destined to do. That's what God has put in your heart. So we have to stop keeping a record of wrongs in our lives, things we've done wrong, things other people have done wrong, things that somebody else is doing wrong to us. We've got to stop keeping that record of wrongs. And we've got to start talking about and noticing that love isn't about feelings. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, "Rose, I know that all that you've learned about the Word and everything you understand about God and how you know the Scripture and everything, that didn't happen overnight." So I have, how long will it take me to get to a great place that I can be strong in the Lord? And I said, "Honey, right now, because it can happen in a second. It happens with a decision. It happens when you decide to ask the Lord to show you how to share His love with others and by giving of your time and talents and resources. Jesus is the living way. And it comes, and your life with God comes about instantly with a decision. How long did it take you to receive your salvation? The minute you decided, you received your salvation. How long did it take you once you received your salvation to have that salvation? Right then, immediately. How long does it take to do anything with God? Immediately. See, God has timing, but His timing is now. His timing is now. He wants you right now to know that He loves you. Not wait 10 years from now to figure it all out. He wants you to know right now that you can love yourself and do it. Not wait 10 years to figure it all out. He wants you to know right now that you can love other people. Not 10 years from now when they apologize enough to you, or they do enough for you, or they're sorry enough about what they did in their life wrong. Oh, I can't stand it. I can't tell you how it goes against my spirit when I hear somebody say, "Well, old Sally sure can't get it right. She just keeps making mistakes over and over and over." And I told her, I said, "If you don't stop making all these mistakes, you're going to go into the pit of hell." Well, you know, forgive me, Lord. But once you've received your salvation, your mistakes don't take you anywhere except into living a life that God doesn't want for you, which is defeated and negative. You are not going to hell because you make mistakes and you love the Lord. Isn't that great news? I love you so much. This is Rose. Be sure and get your little books. Support me here at the television broadcast. Let's keep this good word going out. And I'll see you next time. And in the meantime, God loves you so much. And I love you. And I have a powerful word from God for you. So call me. And let's pray together and talk very specifically. I'll see you later. This is Rose. I love you. Bye.